please.
Next application is case number 11191, the application of Keith Mervine. Site is located southwest of Route 5, also known as Oak Orchard Road, east of Roberta Lane, and being lot 33 within Orchard Manor Development, being identified as tax map ID 234, map 34.08, parcel 36. Requesting variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirement. Agenda on this application, did receive a support letter from the Indian River Volunteer Fire Department, or fire company, excuse me, being located immediately adjacent. It states, as you may be aware, the Indian River Volunteer Fire Company is adjoining property owner to the rear and the aforesaid parcel, and wishes to identify our concurrence with their request for a setback variance. These property owners have recently constructed a pole barn type structure to house their respective marine units, and much to their dismay, they have protruded into the setback requirement for the parcel. The Volunteer Fire Company does not object to such variance requests and would recommend that the county favorably offer approval for this such an initiative. And that's the only correspondence. On this application, in review of the history of the general area and adjacent parcels, there have been two side yard variances granted, one in 2002, one in 2006. There was also a site with a rear and side yard variance granted that was in 1986. And gentlemen, that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Ryan. Sir, you'll need to be going to be sworn in, please.
Good evening. State your name and address for the record.
Keith D. Mervine, 2180 Butter Lane, Reading, PA.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Okay, gentlemen, I'm seeking a rear variance of 1 foot 8 inches. I think the application said that also a side variance, but if you look on the survey, I think I'm in compliance there. I'm 11 feet.
I think it's referring to the garage on the opposite side.
Yeah, I'm talking about
the garage on the opposite side, right? You're talking about the
I'm talking about the pole barn. The pole barn is what I'm actually seeking the variance on.
Yes, but the county has found that your garage is also in violation.
Yes, but that was grandfathered in because when I bought the property, that was already before the current setback.
Before 1968?
I was told that was grandfathered in when I bought the property.
Orchard Manor was created since then.
I'm sorry?
Orchard Manor subdivision was actually created since 68.
I was going to say, yes.
So what we do when we see an application that you bring in, we see something else that could be corrected by cleaning it up with a variance, then we add it to your application.
So then
cleaned up.
So we did. We added that portion.
Okay. So you're I'm also applying for that variance then also?
It doesn't cost you more. We fixed it up.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Still one application.
Doesn't cost you more.
It only cost you if we deny it.
I also have another letter from the adjoining property at 234-34.08-3600, which is 28369 Roberto.
You hand it to him, if you would, please.
Also in favor of the.
Oh, thank you. This is from Winfred Scott Wall Jr.
Yes.
We have no problem with a variance to be granted to keep moving.
Well, the uniqueness of the lot is 76 feet wide and 133 feet long. I placed that pole barn to the rear of the property to make it less obstructive from the street. People, won't notice it as much from the street. And what happened when I built the building, I was in compliance with the setback, but once I erected it, I noticed that the building wasn't quite as stable as I would have liked it. So when I added additional bracing to that, I actually wound up going over the setbacks. I knew I was going to be close to the setback lines, but I didn't realize that I was going to be over the setback lines.
Okay. You did go by the permit, though, right?
I'm sorry?
You did have a permit, and you did go by the permit.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, those plans were approved when I got the permit.
But you got a permit.
I submitted drawings, and they were approved, and...
And the permit.
I just wasn't satisfied with the way it was.
Which told you what the setbacks were, right? Your permit?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Did you build the building yourself?
Yes.
Are there any further questions, Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
You have any more, Mr. Whitman?
No.
Okay, Mr. Sharp?
The garage, when did you purchase the property?
I think I'm there almost 3 years now.
And was the garage there when you purchased it?
Yes.
Have you made any additions to the garage?
None.
So it's the same garage that was placement and in size as when you purchased the property?
Correct.
The pole barn, what are you using it for?
It's a carport, boat storage. I had a boat stored in it. No floor, no electricity, nothing, no water.
Is there a reason you couldn't place it up further?
Because then it would have made it harder for me to maneuver the boats and such forth into it.
That had to be back where it is to be able to maneuver properly in and out of that carport?
That's correct.
Okay. I have no further questions.
Okay. Hearing no further questions from
anyone. You said you met the setbacks, but till you braced it, you changed everything up then. You were in the setbacks to start off with, you met everything, and you said when you braced it up.
Yeah, I can actually show you a photo and make it a little clearer, probably.
That's what messed you up, you said, right?
Yeah, but you'll hand it down there now.
Sir,
excuse me. You need to be up front after you would, please.
Yeah, we have people on the internet who may want to listen to you.
I added the additional X bracing in the back onto those poles. Those poles that I added, that's what put me over the setback. By 1 foot 8 inches.
By how much?
Okay. I see that now.
The original poles were at the setback,
yeah.
But the overhang was, you know, and then when I come out even with the overhang, now I'm over. But that did structurally brace the building.
Yes.
Okay. You only missed being in compliance with the setback requirement by the square footage because it's. He's just
31 by 20.7.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah, I know it was.
You've been okay. Okay.
You've been fine.
Yeah, just
was it. Could have had 5 feet there.
Might have been a brace. Did that too.
I think so.
How did? I guess I don't understand. Oh, you got 2x4 bracing.
2x6.
Okay. And that puts you 1.6 feet over?
Yes.
Your overhang?
The overhang.
No overhang.
No overhang was, I was okay with the overhang. But then when I came down even with the overhang now.
Oh, okay.
That's what put me over because
the
now.
Overhang the ladder encroached 2 foot.
Right.
Those other poles and stuff were over the setback.
Then he was in trouble.
And there was some question when I did that as to where the actual, because it is prop, the property lines were marked, but there were just, there weren't pins, there were sticks in there. So when I measured it off, you know, I don't know, somebody moved that stick or what happened, somebody hit it with the lawnmower.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did you have the markers installed or were they actually?
They are now since I had it.
I've had it marked since.
I had to get another plot plan, I mean, another survey done to apply for the variance, yes.
But it said the front two were found, which means they were there.
Right.
Where the back two aren't labeled. They're just, so you had them placed.
Yes.
just to clarify what you were applying for.
Any other questions, further questions? Okay, hearing no further question. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. We approve case number 11191. I believe the applicant has explained thoroughly how this variance he's seeking has come about. So I feel there's a uniqueness to the property because it's 76 foot wide and it's 133.88 deep. So that's the uniqueness of the property, and the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. And I don't believe the applicant intentionally made the hardship himself. A variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the request of the variance is minimum that will afford him relief.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Rickards? Second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,191. All those in favor of the motion? Start down with Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards.
Aye for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,191 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your time.
Yes, sir.